All rise.
Welcome to the Cyber Law and Business Report. Get the top story on the hot-button internet legal topics of the day. This is your home for the latest on internet law and policy. Hear the latest net trends impacting business and have your questions answered right here. This is the Cyber Law and Business Report. Now, please welcome your host, the founder of the Internet Law Center, Bennett Kelly.
Good morning. This is Bennett Kelly. Welcome to another edition of Cyber Law and Business Report. We're broadcasting live from the Internet Law Center here in the heart of Silicon Beach, downtown Santa Monica. Please be seated. We have a great show for you today. And we are, for the sixth consecutive year, we are doing our Cyber Thanksgiving special. And that is where we have some esteemed guests talk about what they are thankful for on the web, whether it's websites, apps, as well as give recommendations for Giving Tuesday. And so we'll highlight our guests in a minute. I just want to, first we have Benet. Well, first of all, we have, as always, Pete Cronowit. He has been on all our Cyber Thanksgiving segments, and he is an alum of Intel, who has been director of business development for a Playing for Change. And he is calling in from San Francisco, and he is a college classmate of mine. And also with us, and from returning from at least one other Thanksgiving, is Benet Wilson. And she is the founder and editor of Aviation Queen LLC. And finally, also with us is Kalika Yap. She's the founder, CEO of Citrus Studios, LuxLink, The Waxing Company, and Orange and Bergamot. That's all. she's quite the serial entrepreneur, so great to have you. But I want to give a shout out, first of all, to our first guest we're going to ask to talk, and that's Benet Wilson. She's been on the show a number of times, but she was recently in the news for several reasons. In October, at the Online News Association conference, she was given an award by the American University School of Communications as a SOC Distinguished Communicator Award for her achievements in the field of journalism. And then more fun than that, in November, she was on United Airlines' final 747 flight from San Francisco to Honolulu. So I saw your post, Benet. It looked like a lot of fun.
Actually, Ben, it really was. I cannot believe that I get paid to do this for a living. It was a great trip.
Well, definitely. It's an end of an era, but it's also a nice way to end it in Hawaii. So, Benet, why don't you start us off? What's something you're thankful for this year online?
Well, Ben, I know you follow me on Instagram, which my daughter dragged me into kicking and screaming, and now it is my favorite app. But because I travel so much, I like to take lots of pictures where I am. And one of the apps that I love to use is called Ripple, R-I-P-L. And what it allows me to do is do these really cool kind of interactive collages. And when I post them on Instagram, they are very popular. I also post them on Facebook and Twitter. But my Instagram followers seem to really, really resonate when I do Ripple collages. So that's become one of my new toys.
So, Pete, you're in North California. What do you think of when you hear Ripple?
Oh, you know, the home of Jerry Garcia. I think of not going to those shows that I, you know, where the wacky weed and the little pills were available. That's what I think.
So do you have a recommendation to start off with?
Well, my recommendation would be, so I know this is going to sound a little trite, but, you know, I think the most adaptable app I've seen are people. Like, this year has been, you know, for those paying attention to stuff in the news, has been kind of stressful. And it turns out people are really great apps. You know, anyway, I know that's trite, but I've seen people react in a way that I was really pleasantly surprised. And I kind of wanted to start there, because this is the thing I'm most excited about, is just how people have risen up and spoken out about, you know, the things going on that they see around them, and then taking part in being active or activists.
Well, it's funny you mentioned that. I just came back from Little Rock, where I was at the 25th anniversary celebration of, you know, Clinton's 1992 victory. And one of the highlights was a discussion with Bill and Hillary Clinton, moderated by James Carville. And he said that, you know, parents, we raise our kids to, if you play by the rules and you do what's right and fight fair, that, you know, you'll come out on top. And that the last year has been a hard year for parents who taught their kids that way. And so I understand your point, Pete. What about you, Kalika?
Well, just to follow on what Pete said, you know, Stephen Hawking says intelligence is the ability to adapt to change. So I really do agree that having the ability to change in this accelerating pace of this world is really, really key. But as far as, you know, talking about apps and websites, like, I'm a big believer in establishing habits like meditation. So I really love the Calm app. I love the Oprah and Deepak meditation app. And I think that if you are calm, it's easier for you to make decisions. And it's meditation is a keystone habit, which I believe leads to more productivity and better decision making.
You just Kalika is someone I've worked with for a number of years, and I guess once I came to her and I was just extremely stressed and probably not in a very healthy way either, and she just dragged me to meditation, to her credit.
Yeah.
So I mean, she walks the walk and talks the talk, but so very insightful there. I got a couple of suggestions. One, I just have to plug because one, they were on the show, but I think it's a very important app, and that is the Hamilton 68, and it's a project where this group is monitoring Russian bots on Twitter as well as Russian sponsored accounts to give you a dashboard so you can see what the propaganda points being pushed in social media are at any given time. It's really instructive, but in light of these times, so I thought I'd highlight another app that or website that is somewhat appropriate, although somewhat tongue-in-cheek, clearly tongue-in-cheek, and that is the Celebrity Perv Apology Generator. And if you haven't seen it, it gives you a template for you, Mr. Celebrity, to apologize for your transgressions. I just pulled it up and I got a relatively short one that says, as the father of daughters, I feel tremendously guilty now that the things I did have been made public. I was intoxicated at the time, and of course, now I realize my behavior was wrong. In conclusion, I will wait 2 to 3 years before reappearing in a film and TV and just sort of hope you'll forget about this. Which kind of rings very Kevin Spacey-ish, but it really is all too sad. But in terms of one thing I guess I would be thankful for, and what I've seen on the internet this year, is the hashtag, and that being Me Too. Yeah. You know, we later on in the end of the year, we do another show where we do heroes and zeros. And I was, one of my heroes is Alyssa Milano for, you know, starting that Me Too hashtag, because a lot of people thought, well, this is a little bit too much. But, you know, for us men to see all these women that we know, and, you know, who we've never had discussions about this, to see so many women say, me too, me too, me too. And just now, I mean, I was just watching MSNBC just an hour ago, and there was a Congresswoman Edwards from Maryland. And she was saying that, you know, she had inappropriate behavior when she was a member of Congress from other members of Congress. So it's just astounding. And it's just each day we're hearing more and more. And, you know, I think it's great that we've created this environment where this is able to be discussed.
I have a dear friend who has a daughter in college, and he found out about her experiences because she put Me Too on Facebook. And my heart broke for him because he didn't know, and this is how he found out, but,
right,
you know, it initiated a conversation, which I think was a good thing.
Yeah, I think there are some men who are kind of like, enough already, which I think they're missing the point. And I think a lot of men were just, you know, surprised to see the breadth of it. Pete, I mean, you're the other one with the the same chromosome as me. What was your reaction?
You know, the Me Too hashtag. After I started seeing so many of my friends and acquaintances starting to not just put the hashtag out there and talking about their experiences, it started making me think about all the people that I've known who, over the course of my life, they've told me intimate things that's happened to them that's really very, very difficult to have heard. But putting that together in this narrative with all the people, I mean, we have a problem. We have a problem. Yeah. I think this is a milestone for us to be able to make progress on this problem. And, you know, I agree with you, Bennett. This is a really important time for us as guys to address this issue, to help foster a more open discussion with folks.
Now, I encourage you to look at the show notes. We have background on all our guests, as well as information both on this topic in terms of websites and apps you may want to check out, as well as the next topic, Giving Tuesday. But on the websites and apps, we have links to Time Magazine's 25 Best Apps of the Year so far, Daily Tech's 100 Best Most Interesting Websites of 2017. We have the Most Addictive Websites, and the App Institute's Class of 2017, the Best New Apps This Year. And I looked at them, some of the ones there, and one of the ones that were more interesting, there was a time-lapse website that is allows you to see you collecting all this various digital photography that's been out there now, to see time-lapse of all these various things, from development of cities to, you know, development in the Amazons, the ice caps. It's really an interesting site, I thought. Anyone else have something they want to discover?
Well, I'll go back to that activist thing just for one more time.
And sure.
So there's a couple of apps that have come about that I think are really helpful and important for people, and they're very easy to use. So this one group called Rapid Resist, it's an organization that developed a peer-to-peer messaging app. And what the app is called Hustle. And you basically, you use your phone and you get these lists of folks that you communicate with. And you know, within just a couple minutes, you now sent texts out to, you know, a couple hundred folks. And then you start these discussions with people. And, you know, some of the discussions have been very interesting. But you mobilize people to do some specific things. And then the other app is called ResistBot. And that just uses the already installed messaging app on your phone. And you just type resist to the number 50409. And then you can send letters, faxes to your elected officials. Both of those are just fantastic.
That's great. And one thing I saw in the list also, there was a number of health-oriented apps, ones where it would set workouts for you at different levels, which I find very useful. And there was one called Charity Miles, and that if you can earn money for charity if you agree to wear someone's logo while you're working out, which I thought was a unique idea. But anyone else have, Kalika, do you have anything else you want to recommend?
While you're waiting, I'll throw one out. Just full disclosure, I am a Google News Lab tools trainer. And one of the apps that we do training on is Google Translate. And basically, it has hundreds of languages that will translate for you. When we went to Cuba in June, there were a lot of people who did not speak English. And, you know, they shouldn't, because they're not an English-speaking country. But with the Google app, I was able to download the Spanish language, and it can be used without Wi-Fi. And if I saw a sign on the street, I could hold my camera up and the sign would be translated.
That is great.
I could speak, I could type, or I could write in phrases and words, and it could come. It will come up on the screen translated, or you can even push the little speaker and it will say it.
Amazing!
Wow, that is
so. Is that that's just in beta? Kalisa, yes, welcome back.
Google Translate, and it's free, and it is wonderful. And there are dozens of languages that, and every day they're improving it.
You know, it's funny. I've used that sometimes, and I don't know what it's like in the East Coast, but in Southern California, if you go to a manicure, it generally is either Chinese or Vietnamese, and so whichever one it is, I wait to be there a little while and listen to everyone talking, and then I type in "I understand everything," and hit play, and you would not believe the looks I get after that. But
I bet.
Kalika, did you have anything you wanted to recommend?
Hello?
Yes, can you hear us?
Oh, sorry. I don't know what the question was.
We're still talking about apps or websites you recommend.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I have so many. I mean, everything, like, as you know, is probably related to productivity. So I really love Slack. I don't know if you know what Slack is, but it's basically a communication tool where you can do, you can chat with your teammates. I also love the Inbox Mail by Google. I also love the Audible app because I'm constantly listening to podcasts or audiobooks while I'm working out. But yeah, those are.
Kalisha, how many books do you do a week?
Well, I read about 5 or 6 books a month.
Amazing.
So, I don't know, 1.5.
No, she's always, every time she says, "Hey, have you heard of this book? Have you read this book?" She's always plowing through a book. And it's just, you know, she's just a voracious reader and kind of acquirer of knowledge. How do you like Audible?
Oh, I like it because you can speed up the person talking. So I usually listen to it at like 1.25x or sometimes 1.5. The most recent book that I just finished was Sam Harris's Waking Up. I also am in the middle of The Miracle Morning for Entrepreneurs. Another great book that I read, it was The Code of the Extraordinary Mind. And some of my favorites are Phil Knight's book, The Shoe Dog, and also Chris Voss's Don't Split the Difference, which is about negotiation.
So you can listen to some famous person's autobiography and speed it up so that they're chipmunk.
So that what?
They're chipmunk.
Yeah. Well, maybe not that bad. But yeah.
That's kind of interesting. What about Pete? Anything more from you on?
Yes. So
because Pete's very big into music, so I'm sure you may have something there.
It's funny that you mentioned that, Bennett. I was, this last year since I've, about a year and a half ago, I left my tech job, and I've been writing songs, my whole life, it feels like. And so I've been playing a lot more music and attempting to write music. And so a friend of mine recommended this app called Music Memo. And it's, it's legit. There's a lot of apps that you can just press record and stuff like that. It has that. But the thing I really love about this is it automatically determines the chord that you're either like playing or singing in.
Wow.
And it automatically also, you can add like bass and drums. So it's not perfect, but it tells you how far off you are in your timing. So it's
great
app.
Wow. Yeah. So it's like a metronome.
It's kind of metronome-like. Yes. And my timing needs to be worked on.
It does. Anything else you recommend?
So there's another. So in terms of photography, there's this app that I've been using it for maybe 2 years, and I know it's an older app, but I keep rediscovering it. It's called Prisma.
Yeah, and I like that.
I love Prisma. It's got all these like filters, and you just take a picture that you can apply it to any picture on your phone, and then it gives you such a variety of ways to show something, and some of the colors are brilliant, and then some of them are just black and white, and you can make things like caricatures or drawings, and I've been using that quite a bit. It's great for, taking something and making it very bold to kind of make a point with a picture that you've taken.
No, they have a lot of great filters. Now, I just downloaded in reading the top apps. One was an app called FaceApp that allows you to do all these things with your face. You know, makes you old. You can make yourself older. You can make yourself younger. You can reverse your gender, which would be the Bruce Jenner app, and a number of other settings. And it, so I just haven't had time to play around with it yet to give it fully recommended. But since you know we are 2017 and next year is the World Cup, I will bring up an oldie but goodie, and that is Flag Face, where you can put on the flag, whatever country happens to be in the World Cup, which is not the United States, thanks to losing to Trinidad and Tobago. What the hell was that?
I'm bitter.
But it allows you to express your interest in the cup or support for any country by having different forms of the flag on your face. So definitely check that out as the soccer does return, albeit absent Team USA. We're going to take a break in a minute. When we come back, we're going to have a few announcements, but then we're going to start talking about Giving Tuesday. You know, that given that there's so much commercial activity on Black Friday and Cyber Monday, Giving Tuesday is now also in its sixth year, just like this show. And we're going to talk about some charities you might want to consider. But after these messages, you're listening to Cyber Law and Business Report, only on webmasterradio.fm.
Stay tuned for more of the Cyber Law and Business Report after this brief recess for our sponsors.
Are you looking for the best in WordPress speed, security, and scalability? WP Engine is a digital experience platform for WordPress, powering digital experiences for large brands around the world. With easy-to-use site management tools and powerful do-it-your-way development features, WP Engine gives you the flexibility to build it your way. Improve your SEO and conversion rates with a faster site on WP Engine. Learn more on WPEngine.com.
St. Jude continues to advance by increasing cure rates in childhood cancer. And donors are important to us because you get the feeling that you have a team behind you. When it comes to research and advancements, there are some things that only we can do because we have the resources and we have the focus. And so if St. Jude doesn't do it, who will?
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Not on my watch, our military service members say, as they volunteer to serve, as they move out, stand firm, and take fire. So not on our watch, we say, to the severely ill or injured veterans who can't get the care they deserve to live full and independent lives, even when there's no government funding or a nursing home seems like the only option, we won't leave one warrior behind. Not on our watch. Join us at findwwp.org.
Hi, I'm Montel Williams. Most of you know me as a talk show host, but I'm also an author, actor, single father of four, avid snowboarder, and I'm also a medical marijuana patient. Living with multiple sclerosis, I'm in pain every day. Medical marijuana is my last resort, and it helps me when all other drugs have failed. If you'd like more information about medical marijuana, you can contact the Marijuana Policy Project at mpp.org or call 1-877-JOIN-MPP.
Webmasterradio.fm. Take your hat off, kick your feet up, and log into the feed. We're here for you 24/7.
The best gavel-to-gavel legal news and information on the net is right here. This is the Cyber Law and Business Report, only on webmasterradio.fm.
And we're back. This is Bennett Kelly. Welcome to our sixth annual Cyber Thanksgiving special. And we started our show talking about websites and apps we were particularly thankful for. And now we're going to go into the segment dealing with Giving Tuesday. But before we do, I just want to make a few announcements. And today is the 99th birthday of Senator Claiborne Pell. He was a former senator of Rhode Island who died a few years back. But he is responsible for the Pell Grants, which has provided college funding to approximately 190 million Americans. And more importantly for me, he was a mentor for me, him and his staff. and I wouldn't be where I am today without him. So happy 99th for Claiborne Pell, his family, and for all the Pell staffers out there. We also have a sad announcement to make, and all of you probably have heard about David Cassidy dying, but another great performer died over the weekend, and that is Mel Tillis. And his daughter, Cindy, was a dear friend and college classmate of Benet and Pete and I. And so our deep condolences go out to Cindy. And we also have provided information on a number of charities that you might want to consider on our show notes. And we've included the charities recommended by Mel's family, and that being the Stuttering Foundation and Shriners Hospital for Children. Two last shout outs. One, happy birthday to my sister Judy. It's her 60th. And a big shout out to John Ferrara, who joined us last year but was not able to join us this year because he's having too much to be thankful for. His company, Nimble, was named one of the 10 coolest cloud startups of 2017. So congratulations to John. So we come to the topic of charities, and we've listed a number of the charities and that have been on our show, since so many of the people who give us the time to be on our show are nonprofits, so we'll hope you consider them. But Kalika, what's a charity you would like to recommend for Giving Tuesday?
So I think Upward Bound is a really phenomenal nonprofit. They provide services to prevent homelessness among children and women of domestic violence. And so they have helped 1,100 families and 2,000 children find their own home. And I think that supporting women and children is a really good opportunity during Thanksgiving.
Particularly during these holidays, yes. Binet.
Well, mine is going to be journalism related, especially after the year that we've had.
Oh, my God.
Good,
yes.
Strong, independent journalism is more important than ever, and specifically investigative journalism.
Right.
It's one of those things that kind of fell by the wayside as media companies consolidated and watched the bottom line. But, thanks to where we are now, it is coming back. And there is one organization in particular that I am supporting both with my time and my money, and it's the Ida B. Wells Society. Ida B. Wells was a pioneering Black female journalist at the beginning of the 20th century who did stories on lynchings in the South, which was very dangerous work. And she was relentless and wrote some amazing stories, and is one of my personal heroes as far as journalism is concerned. And a group of people, including Nicole Hannah-Jones, who is a writer for New York Times Magazine, and she just won a MacArthur Genius Grant. She and three other people co-founded the Ida B. Wells Society, which is a nonprofit that is training the next generation of investigative journalists of color. Because, media, I'm a big proponent of media diversity, but investigative journalism is one of those areas where there really aren't a lot of journalists of color. And I think it's important that they are represented, especially because a lot of the investigations have to do with issues of race, color, and diversity. So, long story short, I am supporting the Ida B. Wells Society.
Wow, I'm glad you brought that to our attention. I was not familiar with that. And it's interesting, MSNBC has been doing the series on people who deserve monuments, since in lieu of having a Confederate monument in your state to someone who was supporting slavery and whatnot, a la Robert E. Lee, here's some people in your state who you should consider having monuments to. And there are a lot of people whose stories are like Ida B. Wells. And in fact, I wouldn't be surprised if she's not one of the people they may mention as, let's put a statue up of her instead of the Confederate statue. Pete?
Yeah, Binet, that I totally agree with you about journalism and how important that is. So in the last year, I've been focusing a lot more on local charities and traveling around the country and doing some shows and concerts at different places around the country, and then you know, finding charities that that really need help, that don't get the limelight of national attention. And one way to go find those charities is using a site called Volunteer Match. And this site has been around a long time, but it's worth bringing up because what they do is, if you want to participate with some kind of charity, you can find the charity, whether it's a food bank or it's helping seniors or you know, helping out at a hospice. I mean, whatever it is that really moves you, Volunteer Match is a good way to go, you know, kind of find the charity that is soliciting help. But yeah, so that would be like a way to give back to your local community.
Now, you have a long history with another charity that we've included in the show notes in memory of your father. But why don't you tell us about that charity?
Yeah, my father and mother were founders of the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation. They were involved because my sister developed diabetes when she was very young. And after starting a chapter of what was then called the Juvenile Diabetes Foundation, they wanted to make sure that a larger amount of the funds that they raised went directly into research. So they stuck research in the title. And with five other couples, they were the founders in South Florida of this organization. And, you know, that was 1972. So that organization, and I think it had a bigger impact on giving more visibility, transparency to how organizations spend their money. And so I think that they had a larger influence than just diabetes. But so my family was very involved for many years.
And Binay, seconding your comment on in the need for free press, and that I share your concern about that. I know ProPublica is a nonprofit organization that does a lot of investigative journalism. In fact, unfortunately, it seems a lot of newspapers have farmed out their investigative journalism to working in tandem with ProPublica. It seems that a lot of the investigatory Pulitzer Prizes that come are some major newspaper in tandem with ProPublica. But I'd recommend some that are kind of internet-focused, the Electronic Frontier Foundation and freepress.org, which are fighting, you know, particularly in the area of net neutrality, which now, for those of you who aren't aware, but the Federal Communications Commission will be voting in December to repeal net neutrality. And another group that we've had on our show a number of times, as well as the EFF and Free Press, is Reporters Without Borders. And they do a great job of, you know, trying to promote free and open press in worldwide. And they've been documenting the decline of free press in the United States and elsewhere. And they also have done a great job of reporting on and documenting the danger to journalism and the kind of the culture of impunity that exists in some countries, including one just immediately south to us in Mexico, where a shocking number of journalists are killed every year. And so I would just highlight those as well. Kalika, any others? Go ahead, Binay.
No, those are all very worthy. And I just wanted to, I'm glad that you mentioned ProPublica, because Nicole Hannah-Jones got her start. They took a chance and brought her on to be one of their investigative journalists. So
that's great. Now, Kalika, any others? You're so involved in the community. What are some other ones you might wish to highlight?
Well, I'm a big supporter of women and in entrepreneurship, and so I really love the Women Founders Network, WFN. And, you know, female founders don't get the support that they really need. You know, 2 or 3% of all the VC funding go to women, and the rest. if you can just imagine that if women had more support, they'd probably be starting a lot more billion-dollar businesses. There was an article a couple of weeks ago that showed there were 15 women who did billion-dollar startups, and I think that if there was more of an equal footing in getting the funding that we really need and getting the capital we need to get our businesses off the ground, I think that we'd have a different type of world today.
Well, and yeah, and I can take for example Uber. You may not. This is Kalika's first time on the show, so people may not be familiar with her, but you know, she's very much a leader in her community and does a values-driven leadership. And you have Uber, which just isn't in the news today multiple reasons. One is it turns out that they had a significant data breach a year ago or so, and they paid off the hackers to delete the file, supposedly, and keep it quiet, and so they didn't have to report it. And in the same time, they're being fined by the state of Colorado for failing to exclude criminals from their drivers. And you know, it's just this time and time again, that, you know, Uber doing one thing and saying another, and it's just a lack of trust in some regulators in dealing with them. And I just can't, if that organization had been led by Kalika or someone like Kalika, I have to think it would be a different company. Maybe I think they would call it Lyft.
Right.
But Benet, were you going to say something?
No, I was just agreeing.
And Pete, what about you? Do you have any others that you'd like to recommend?
In terms of charities?
Yes.
And
just to be clear, the Miami Dolphins don't qualify as a charity.
Well, you know, you would think that their record, you should be charitable to them. Seriously. You and your...
We are playing this week, just so you know.
We are? See, yes. That's how much I've been paying attention. So we should get together, because when we get together...
They win. That's right.
The Patriots lose. Just to be clear for everyone else who may not know that you're a Patriot fan.
The three on the planet who don't know.
But, right, exactly. Yeah, who haven't seen your Facebook pictures with putting the Patriot logo on your face. But yeah, okay. So on Thanksgiving, I do have a tradition of you know, finding a charity and doing something. So tomorrow, I'll be doing something that I've done similarly, this time it's going to be Meals on Wheels, and I'll be driving around. There's a lot of folks in my neighborhood here in San Francisco who, you know, they can't get out. They don't have, resources. And so we'll bring them some food tomorrow, and that'll be good. I'm excited about that. It's very humbling to do that.
You know, some of the charities I've listed, and you may have just recently seen the story about Puerto Rico, the number of deaths being grossly understated. Instead of 50, it's something like 500. And how just the pace of recovery in Puerto Rico and also the Virgin Islands is incredibly slow. And, you know, big shout out to Tim Duncan for all he's done in the Virgin Islands. And so I included a link to two of the leading charities for Puerto Rico, the Puerto Rico Real-Time Recovery Fund. And then Tim Duncan's fund is the 21 U.S. Virgin Island Relief Fund. I've included links to that. But one issue that's going to be very important, and this is somewhat political, is that at least Wisconsin and maybe at least one or two other states, the outcome was affected by acts of voter suppression. And, yep. You know, it's no secret that these voter ID laws and all the other laws that came about are designed to suppress votes in certain geographic regions and certain socioeconomic and racial regions. And so I'm recommending, there's an organization I'm very familiar with, they've been a guest on the show, called Vote Riders. They're nonpartisan. All they do is give people the information they need so they can, one, register, and two, vote on election day. And so they help them find whatever they need to find to get whatever IDs they need to enable to them to vote successfully. They even have buses that take people for registration and take people to the polls. So it's a very useful service. But, you know, it's going to take more than that. It's going to take also litigation to challenge some of these laws. And then there's going to be some pre-court cases heard later this year. And so I would recommend supporting the Brenner Center for Justice and Project Vote, which are also actively tackling that issue.
I do have another one.
Okay.
I serve on the board, again, journalism, because I serve on the board of the Online News Association. And
a very good organization.
Yes, they are kind of leading the charge when it comes to digital and online, not just news, but storytelling. And I serve on their diversity committee. I'm on the membership committee. I'm especially interested in students because they are the next wave. They are the next line of defense when it comes to new media and journalism. So I'm also going to be, I already donate my time, but I will also be making a separate donation on top of my board donation to support ONA in general and specifically students.
Now, one group I support, and I'll tell you why, is I think there's a breakdown in our civics education. And you see polls, and it's shocking how uninformed adults are about constitutional rights, for example, you know, in terms of their views on, you know, do they want a free press? And in fact, this July 4th, NPR tweeted out, you know, basically within the then 144 character limit, excerpt after, you know, in consecutively excerpts of the Declaration of Independence. And there was this outcry. People thought they were attacking Donald Trump. You know, that's how ignorant people were of a basic core element of who we are as a country. And I was fortunate enough to do a thing called Project Close Up. And they take students from all 50 states, they bring them to Washington for a week to see it from the inside, to meet with people from the White House, to go to the Pentagon, to meet with your congressmen and senators, to even go to an embassy. I had the unique fortune of being in the Iranian embassy during the hostage crisis, 2 weeks before they shut the embassy down. And we had a very spirited debate about the hostage crisis. And it was just a fascinating moment. And I learned a lot. And I think that was at that point, I decided for sure I wanted to go to college in Washington. But I just think it's a way for people to become aware. And you send those people there, and you know, they influence people when they go back. And so definitely check out Project Close Up. Another group I wanted to highlight, we've had done a lot, and I do a lot of work in the area of cyber harassment, and we've had a number of these groups on our show, but I just want to give a shout out to the Cyber Civil Rights Initiative, Southern Poverty Law Center, which deals with hate crimes, Trollbusters, which is a great, Benay, I don't know if you're familiar with them, but they're protecting women journalists.
I do know Michelle Ferrier, who founded Trollbusters, is a very dear friend of mine.
Yeah.
And she has won awards, and she has gotten major funding to bring into develop and expand Trollbusters. So yes,
shout out to her. She was on the show, and the Tyler Clementi Foundation, you know, named after the poor kid who was at Rutgers, whose roommate decided to stream him having a sexual liaison, and that led to him jumping off the George Washington Bridge. And we've had the people from there on the show as well, Ari Ezra, and he's just a great guy. So definitely check that out. Kalika, what else do you have in your bag?
No, that's it. I'm just, you know, entrepreneurs are my jam. So any organization that supports entrepreneurship, you know, I'm the president of the Entrepreneurs Organization in Los Angeles. I think a lot of times people don't realize that entrepreneurs are the ones that will sell their home or to be able to take that money to put towards their business or their max of their credit cards or in order to create an idea and make it invisible and bring it visible. So I'm just in the whole entrepreneur camp. And, you know, coming from like being a former journalist at Bloomberg CNBC, I really appreciate all your other tips. But I'm for all entrepreneurs.
I've got a fun one, Bennett.
Well, actually, we got to take a short break. When we come back, we'll go to you, and then we'll go to what are we making for tomorrow? You're listening to the Cyber Law and Business Report only on webmasterradio.fm. We'll be back with a wrap-up of our special Cyber Thanksgiving after these messages.
Stay tuned for more of the Cyber Law and Business Report after this brief recess for our sponsors.
Looking for a better way to get more traffic and interaction to your Facebook page? Imagine Facebook interactivity on your page like you've never seen. Introducing your new Facebook marketing fix. Zoe Social, the new and revolutionary way to easily manage and automate your Facebook contests and sweepstakes. Create a fun, easy-to-win contest by writing a simple Facebook post. Watch your post go more viral and generate loads of interaction. Track your traffic and generate email lists with ease. Zoe Social is mobile-friendly and complies with Facebook terms of service. Let Zoe Social give your Facebook page some flash today. Zoom over to zosocial.com.
Catholic Charities is committed to providing life's basic needs.
We thank you for bringing us all here today, letting these people understand how Catholic Charities runs and how important these people are. And we ask you to guide them, to protect them, and keep them here forever because this community needs them.
Hello, I'm Hector Elizondo, and I want to talk to you about getting older. My body hurts, my joints ache, and sometimes I forget. I forget that doing all your own scenes for a movie isn't always the best decision, especially when you're galloping high speed on a horse named Archibello. So yes, my body hurts, but it's not because of my age. It's because I'm living my life.
Don't let life pass you by. Take care of your brain health. It may just help you stay on top of your game.
Oh, Archibello!
Learn more at brainhealth.gov.
There are those who dedicate themselves to a sense of honor, to a life of courage and a commitment to something greater than themselves. They have always defended this nation and each other. They still do. The few, the proud, the Marines.
More refreshing talk radio on air and on demand 24/7. Webmasterradio.fm. We're everywhere.
The best gavel-to-gavel legal news and information on the net is right here. This is the Cyber Law and Business Report, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
And we're back, and we're here to wrap up our Cyber Thanksgiving 6th edition. And Pete, you had a recommendation you wanted to shout out?
Oh, just one more recommendation for a charity. There's a clever group of folks that actually there are multiple cities around the country, but I participated in the one in San Francisco. It's called the Burrito Project. And what they do is they get together, they have contributions to create vegan burritos. They prepare the burritos and then they walk around the people who are homeless, who are living in tents on the street. And you walk up to someone and you just ask them if they're hungry and offer them a hot, fresh, nutritious burrito. And it's a very, again, it's a humbling experience because, it humanizes someone who is living on the street. And it feeds a great number of people. They've prepared over 6,000 burritos since they started last year.
That's great. Pete, I don't know if you ever did the House of Blues Thanksgiving dinner for the homeless, or lunch for the homeless.
But no, I didn't do that.
Doing things like that, it's just a really great experience. Any last recommendations, or should we go to what you guys are preparing for Thanksgiving?
I do want to just say one thing about what Kalika was saying. I greatly admire what you're doing because I have my own business now, freelance writing. So I am really thankful that you shared all of those resources because there are a lot of us in journalism who are leaving newsrooms and becoming entrepreneurs. So I think that's really important to have that support, especially for women. So thank you.
And that has been a strength of Kalika's.
You.
And she's just a force of nature. And I think the women who get to know her, really, they really look up to her. And so, but we only have a few minutes left. So Kalika, why don't you start? What are you making for Thanksgiving, if anything?
I'm going to be helping someone make what's called pumpkin crunch. So it's lots of lard, lots of whipped cream, lots of pumpkin puree. So something really decadent and yummy.
And you're going to Nevada?
Yes, yeah. I'm on my way there right now with the family.
And
so sorry.
No, it came in great. Binet, what about you?
The aviation queen refuses to fly over Thanksgiving. So my parents.
Smart woman.
Yeah, I haven't done it in
Amazing.
10 years. I will never do it again if I can possibly help it. So my parents are arriving this afternoon. And the main thing that I am going to be serving is wine.
any preference there?
Wet.
Wet. I get it. I get it.
That's funny.
And Pete, it's wow. You're coming up against pretty stiff competition here. What are you going to be making?
Speaking of stiff competition, I'll be serving myself a stiff drink. We're not going to do. I'm going to get one of those, you know, bourbons that I've been, you know, putting away for a while. You know, the nicer bourbon and over the rocks, and that's all. We're not having a big dinner tomorrow. We're just kind of hanging out.
We should do a New Year's Eve show where we each can do it. We can talk about the cocktails we're having. But any event, I have had a tradition, somewhat accidental. I just did it one year and everyone loved it. And it's somewhat New England, going back to the original Thanksgiving. But I make Rhode Island red clam chowder. And it's kind of a couple-hour process, and I kind of enjoy doing it. So we go to a potluck dinner with friends, and that's what I bring. So
that sounds yummy.
Yes, and so we're staying local. The thing about it is, it's actually better the next day. So I usually make a vat and bring it down. But I keep a vat for ourselves, and Pete and Benet, one charity we did not mention, which we should, of course, is ringtone silencers. No, one charity we did not mention, of course, is the Great American University.
Right.
Silence.
I do donate.
So our alma mater, and I checked to see now that Patrick Ewing is coaching Georgetown whether we were playing them this year, and we are not. So, which is probably a good thing since we were pretty
well.
We probably beat them in a game of Nerf ball with if there were five of us and one of him. But
I think we saw that one game that American University beat Georgetown, and that will never happen again.
It will never.
Yeah, actually, and Patrick Ewing was the center, so he was the center. Throw that out there.
Well, actually, we had the guy who shot the winning shot on, Steve Nesmith, and I asked him what the coach.
Really?
Yeah, he was on. And I asked them what the coach said before he shot the winning shot, what word of advice. And it was simple and very encouraging, Kalika. You might want to incorporate this into your motivational speaking. It was just simple, one word. No! But it went in, so all's well that ends well. So any final thoughts, people? Benet, what's next for you?
Next for me is I'm going down to the Poynter Institute to do some training with some digital journalists who are getting leadership and management training.
Kalika?
Well, I just wanted to say that I'm grateful for you, Ben. And so what's next for me is to just stick with you, because for the past, I don't know, 15 years, you've really been able to keep an unflappable personality and been with me in the ups and downs. And I just wanted to just thank you and just say that I'm really grateful for you.
Well, thank you. You've been a great client, even better friend. So I appreciate that. Pete, what's next thank for you?
Wow, Kalika, that was really nice. You know, I've known Bennett for how long? I guess since
1981.
1981.
That's a long time. And I got to say, Bennett, you know, you've been a very good friend. So what's next for me? I'm optimistic about where we are. You know, there's a lot of, you know, things that I'm concerned about, but I'm really excited that people are paying attention. And rather than just people ranting on social media or screaming at the TV, people are actually speaking out to the people that they elected they're joining activist groups. And I'm going to be spending a great amount of time with an organization called Sister District Project. And they're a grassroots organization to help progressives win state legislative seats. And it takes people who live in blue states and takes their energy.
We're out of time, Pete, but thank you. Just a shout out. We're going to have the next couple of shows. We'll be airing some of our broadcasts with the Miami Book Fair authors. And then don't watch for December 20th. We'll have our annual Heroes and Zeros show, but we'll start tweeting out some of the heroes and zeros in between. Follow us on CyberLaw Radio on Twitter. Check out our show notes at cyberlawradio.wordpress.com. And as always, check out the Internet Law Center, internetlawcenter.net. Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.